Hello, welcome again to our program. We're in Genesis chapter 24. We continue in the story of the life of Rebecca. Rebecca, we see a very human person who made mistakes along the way, but she had one major goal, and that was just to keep serving the Lord. Listen to this message and song, and then follow the example. Just keep trusting the Lord.
I just keep trusting my Lord as I walk along. I just keep trusting my Lord, and He gives us the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail. I just keep trusting my Lord. He will never fail. He's a faithful friend, such a faithful friend. I can count on Him. Storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail. I just keep trusting my Lord. He will never fail. Jesus never fails. Storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail. Keep right on trusting your Lord. He will never fail. He's a faithful friend, such a faithful friend. You can count on Him. The storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail. Just keep on trusting your Lord. He will never fail.
As we left off the story last time, we see Rebecca is at the place where she has to make a decision, a moment of decision for Rebecca. Genesis 24:58, they asked the question, "Wilt thou go?" And she answered, "I will go." Wilt thou go? Will you trust Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? I will. I want to include here in this portion of this series on the story of Rebecca what the plan of salvation is all about. It's all pictured here for us. The plan of salvation begins with the Word of God. Salvation begins with hearing the Word of God. Ephesians 1:13, "In whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the Word of truth, the gospel of your salvation." Romans 10:14, "How shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard, and how shall they hear without a preacher?" Luke 8:13, "They on the rock are they which when they hear the Word receive the Word with joy." Acts chapter 15, verse 7, "The Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe." Luke chapter 8, verse 12, "Those by the wayside are they that hear, then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved." First of all, there is hearing the word of God. Second, there is the conviction of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse number 8, when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin because they believe not on me. He will reprove or convict the world of sin. Romans 2 and verse 4 says, not knowing the goodness of God that leadeth thee to repentance. Paul was saying, do you not know the goodness of God that leads you to repentance? Then in Acts 11 and verse 18, they glorified God, saying, then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life. And then 2 Timothy 2:25, God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. So we have the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, and the Word of God are always in total harmony. So when the Word of God is preached, the Holy Spirit then convicts, and at that point the sinner must then repent or reject the conviction of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 3 verse 19 says, repent ye therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out. Mark 1:15, Jesus said, repent ye and believe the gospel. In Luke 13 and verse 3, I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. And because it's so important, just two verses later in verse 5, he said again, I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Repentance is simply responding in a positive way to the Holy Spirit when we are convicted of sin. There is not a person in this world who can be saved if he or she does not repent of their sin when convicted by the Holy Spirit. Rebecca chose, and when she chose, things changed. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. All things. The word things is in the Bible 1,162 times. The phrase all things is in the Bible 222 times. Again, the Bible says, when we are genuinely saved, all things pass away, all things become new. There was a lot of new things that were coming into the life of Rebecca at this time. One of them is the comforts of home. She's going to have to leave the comforts of home and the safety of home and go on this 700-mile trip to meet her husband. She's going to be traveling through the Badlands. She's going to be traveling through the wilderness. It's a dusty desert. And this world is not my home. I'm just passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. I can't feel at home in this world anymore. And if you're a child of God, that's exactly how you should feel. It's exciting to think, wow, this is an exciting trip. But it's one that, as we said in our previous message, you need to count the cost. I was saved when I was 12 years old. I'm now 75 years old, and I can tell you this, it's been a long and a dusty trip, but it has been very exciting. I wouldn't change it for anything. And so we see Rebecca's choice, and then we'll see in our next program Rebecca's change.
My heart can sing when I pause to remember a heartache here is but a stepping stone along the trail that's winding always upward. This troubled world is not my final home. But until then, my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy I'll carry on. Until the day my eyes behold the city. Until God calls me home. The things of earth will dim and lose their value if we recall they're borrowed for a while. And things of earth that cause the heart to tremble, remembered there, will only bring a smile. But until then, my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy. My eyes behold the sun.